Back on the road. Back on the road sharing stories so you have a full understanding of what happens at the State House that can affect you. In this case, it's auto insurance. Changes coming July 1, 2020. We talk about it a lot because they are monumental changes that affect everybody in Michigan that is associated at any time with a motor vehicle, which covers just about everyone. It's all part of the Auto No Fault Reality Tour. Joining me now is Devin Hutchings. He is the president and chief operating officer at the Eisenhower Center of Ann Arbor. The Eisenhower Center, a neurorehabilitation residential and outpatient facility for individuals with traumatic brain injuries, acute brain injuries, spinal cord injuries, and specialized programs. Devin, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. So, big changes. Big changes are coming to the insurance, which will affect the kind of treatment that people can get. Tell people a little bit about the Eisenhower Center and some of the cutting-edge technology and services and treatments you have.
Definitely. The Eisenhower Center has been around for over 25 years. And as you stated, it's a neurorehabilitative facility. We specialize in neurobehavioral services. And so what that means is we typically get some of the most difficult cases, those individuals whose catastrophic injury has caused them to have behaviors that cannot be managed either, you know, by themselves or by their family members. And they require services from us. So we rely heavily on behavior analysts to come in and do behavior modification to get the survivors into a position where they can be safe in the community, where there's no harm to themselves or others.
And maybe functional. Maybe you make them functional by the time you get them back to a place where they become, functional, can contribute. Hey, you know, have some, as we say, quality of life, if you will.
Quality of life. That is definitely the key. And that's something that Michigan has as special from everyone else across the nation that doesn't have a system like ours. We're able to provide those individuals who's been catastrophically injured with a quality of life.
So the changes then to what has happened, and we've talked at this at length, but the type of reimbursement that would come from the insurance companies to the Eisenhower Center or in facilities that do anything similar to what you do are going to be greatly reduced starting in 2020, making it difficult, if not impossible, to continue offering the services to the patients you have at this rate. I mean, how is it possibly going to work when the money's cut by 45% for a lot of your services?
It doesn't work. 45% for all of our services is going to be cut, and it just does not work. And so those individuals who have been injured and those that unfortunately will get injured from now until that date are not going to have the care that was promised to them.
So it leaves people basically with big question marks. And this is what bothers me about this portion of it. You've got certainty at this point for the people that are in the program, the Catastrophic Care Fund taking care of people. You've got certainty, but that certainty is going to evaporate because even people that have been in the program for a number of years may see a lot of their services dissipate. They may see services that they've once used and need go away. For those of people that are injured after July 1, 2020, it could be significantly worse because you'll never have the programs to begin with, correct?
Exactly. That's the wool that was pulled over the eyes. So insurance companies and those that were in favor for this say, oh, people that have been injured, they're going to be grandfathered in, but there's not going to be any programs for them to be in.
Explain that part. Where are the programs? Why are there not going to be the programs there? But for people that don't understand that point, where are the programs? If they're there now, why won't they be there coming up?
Just as, you know, come 2021, they are requiring that we cut 45% of our previous year's rates. You know, I don't know what – there's no industry, no company that can survive – with cutting almost 50% of what they charge. And, you know, so that's going to completely annihilate and eliminate all the programs that are in this state. And so what you're going to have is those individuals that have injured that require the skilled care families aren't able to take care of them because they have to work. These individuals require 24 hours care. And so they're going to have to go into state aid, community health aid, which is a system that's already strapped. And to be honest, Steve, who pays for that already? We already pay for that.
Well,
look at your
exactly.
check, Medicare, Medicaid, we pay for that. So it's a cost shift, really, and we're going to be paying for that anyway.
Well, one of the things we've heard from hospitals around the state, they're going to be short tens of millions of dollars, especially at level one trauma centers and so forth, tens of millions of dollars that they didn't have, that they won't have going forward. And I said to folks, okay, so how do you make that up? And some of these hospital executives said, we'll have to use the Texas model. And I said, well, what's that? That means they're going to go to the legislature and say, we need millions of dollars to keep this emergency room open in this part of the state or this emergency room. We have 10 level one trauma centers in the state of Michigan, 10. So if you're racked up on 94 or 75 or wherever you might be in a bad car wreck, you can get to a trauma center. But I don't know if those are going to be there going forward, Devin. And that's just another part of the concern, isn't it?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, I'm sure, I don't know if maybe you've been under a rock, but there's a budget issue every time they're trying to balance the budget here. And so if you have hospitals going to the state legislature trying to get money, and now you're going to have Community Mental Services, Department of Human Health Services, trying to get more money to take care of the thousands of traumatic brain injury patients that are going to be under their system once these programs close, there is absolutely no way they're going to be able to take care of them. So a system that's already strapped, I'm speaking of community health and state programs for people with mental illness. These programs are already strapped for cash, and now you're going to add thousands and thousands of other patients to that care. It is definitely, what we say now as far as the drop in care is going to be worse because they're not going to have the funds to manage those that are coming.
So it multiplies itself, the problem is what you're saying there.
Definitely.
All right, Devin Hutchings here, President and Chief Operating Officer at the Eisenhower Center Ann Arbor, a rehabilitation center focusing on traumatic brain injury, acute brain injury, spinal cord injuries, and more, and been on the cutting edge for a number of years. All right, so we've got about a minute left here. Where do you think we go from here? What would you say to the governor or lawmakers that said this is a good idea? What would you tell them?
Oh, so what we said to the governor and to those that think this was a good idea is that, they pretty much just threw those that have been catastrophically injured out to the wolves. You sign, to be pretty blunt, a death certificate early for them because the care that they need to keep them alive is no longer going to be there. And, we get your unintended casualty is what we get. Regarding what happened with us. So if that's the case, if you didn't mean for the post-acute injury industry to go away, make the corrections. Don't sit here and force us to cut almost 50% of our rates that makes us go away.
Yeah.
Make the correction. That's just simply what you have to do.
Devin, greatly appreciate you being here. Another good part of the conversation. Devin Hutchings from the Eisenhower Center, the President, Chief Operating Officer. Been there in Ann Arbor for a number of years now. And, Devin, I greatly appreciate your contribution.
Appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
There you have it. Quick break. We're going to go forward here, and after the break, the dumbest thing you've heard, not just today, not this week, all year. It's coming up. Don't go anywhere.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
All of my anger was taken out of my brother, and we used to get into fights almost every day. My mom and I pretty much shut down. I didn't know how to trust her.
People may not look like they're connected to you, but in some ways they are connected to you.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
Ellie's Place supports grieving children and teens throughout the year and especially during the holidays. To learn more about their special programs, visit elliesplace.org. Generously supported by Auto Owners Insurance.